Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines, who is love. I'm your host tonight, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day, the night that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I want to thank God, my family, my friends, and my co-hosts, and each and every one of you for tuning in to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines, who is love. All right. We're in for an exciting treat on tonight because tonight is, of course, our needs and wants night. And we're also going to read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. And we're going to read, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as you were able to wake us up this morning and we started us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, Lord, and we ask that you continue to bless us to magnify and edify who you are. We ask that you continue to help us to be ambassadors for you and to do your holy and righteous will. Now, Lord, as we begin to think about the things that we would like to add and subtract and multiply and utilize your power over and pray over, Lord, we ask that you continue to help us to not be selfish, but to think about others as well. And now, Lord, as we relinquish this particular prayer, but never out of your sight, we ask that you give us somewhere in your kingdom. This is one of your servants' prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I want to say this real quick as the Lord was revealing to me. When I concluded with the Lord to give us a place in his kingdom, one of the things that I want you to understand, because I heard somebody actually say, "I already know I have a place in the kingdom of God." One of the things that God wants us to do is to be humble. And so we're telling God when we say, "Lord, give us somewhere in your kingdom," that's when we leave this earth, give us somewhere in heaven. That means that anywhere you bless me, Lord, I'll be satisfied. Because sometimes when we say, when we take for granted that God is supposed to do something for us, he's supposed to wake us up. I know I'm going to wake up in the morning. No, I don't. You know, that's the prayer, but I don't. And so I'm letting God know that he has the whole world in his hands. And so when I heard that, someone actually said that as they was ministering, someone said, you know, "I already know that I have a place in God's kingdom." No, we don't. We don't know that, right? Because we haven't made it to heaven yet. Amen. And so God wants us to be humble. He says, you know, be humble because God leads and guides us. All right? He leads and guides us. And so we must continue to do the will and the works of God. All right. So let us go ahead and prepare in this journal. In this particular journal, we're going to go ahead and draw your cross. The cross that Jesus hung on. Amen. Then in the left quadrant, put subtract. All right. In the right quadrant, put add. Then under the quadrant of subtract, put multiply. And then under add, put power. We're talking about God's power, so you can put that in parentheses. All right, and then draw another line and put prayer. So you should have an intersecting line. You should have two perpendicular lines, okay? All right, plus the cross, of course. All right, so the scripture from my journal says, with God, all things are possible. Wow, that was right on time. With God, all things are possible. With God, all things are possible. Matthew 19 and 26. With God, all things are possible. And that is correct. Now, when we look at our subtraction, you have to be very careful with this particular quadrant, okay? Because God will begin to subtract people and things, okay? So when you ask God to subtract things out of your life, make sure that you actually want them subtracted. But here is the thing. If you subtract a person out of your life, you need to put them on your prayer list, because we are supposed to love our neighbors ourselves. We're supposed to love each and every person. And I'm going to tell you like this, okay? I'm going to be real honest. Sometimes it's hard, especially when you know, for a fact, right? I'm just going to say it. When you know exactly for a fact that we have liars, we have schemers, we have those type people, we still have to love them in spite of. We really do. And that's a hard lesson, but God will bless you real good when you learn how to do that. So don't just ask God to subtract something out of your life if it's a person and not put that person on the prayer list, okay? Excuse me. This is live radio, okay? Addition. What do you want additional in your life? What do you want additional in your friend's life? What do you want additional in your neighbor's life, okay? And let's not be selfish, because we have the ears of God, right? God's going to bless. When you say add, what are you talking about? Add healing, add health, positive attitude, positive people, favor, grace. What are you talking about? Add. Now, when you put add a person, you make sure that this person is good for you, all right? Because many of us want to add. And in the business field, there are some people that I want to add in my network, okay? So I'm going to put those people. God says be specific and put those people that you want to add in your network, and I will be done. It's simple as that, if you trust and believe in God. Now, is much more powerful and stronger than add. And the reason why it's much more powerful is because you get a double portion, okay? When we talk about a double portion, a lot of people, some people are in business, and they want revenue increases, they want more traffic and things of that nature. In the spiritual realm, we want God to multiply his will and his power over our lives and the wisdom and knowledge that we need in order to be closer to God and to be ambassadors. Then, of course, in the next quadrant, you have the power. What do you want God to put his power over? Now, I'm going to tell you how potent, how strong this power is. This power is so strong that life nor death is stronger than it. Nobody can touch it. Nobody can contain it. God calls it, it's just like fire. It's just like a forest fire that's running rapid. Nobody can contain it. And that's the type of power that God has. What in your life needs that type of power? Some people say health. Some people say business. Some people say career. Some people say finances. Some people say different things, right? But I want you to really think about that, because God is showing me. He says it's a forest. He says, imagine, close your eyes and imagine a forest fire. He says, and imagine the degrees being 105 degrees. And the forest, the fire is blazing over acres and acres and acres of land. Once you think you contain one, there's another one. That's the type of power God is talking. He says nobody can touch it because it's so hot. It's so powerful. It's not, you know, when we talk about heaven, God says he wants us to know how untouchable it is. It's his power. What is it with God's power that you want to make untouchable? What is it that you want? And you have to be very specific with that. Then, of course, we talk about our prayers, okay? We talk about our prayers, and I have to start my computer over because it keeps freezing up. But all those individuals who you subtracted off your list, those individuals need to go in the prayer corner here. And also those individuals need to contain your family. And we're not subtracting our family off the list. I'm saying that in addition to our families and our friends and our neighbors, those individuals that we took off the list, then we need to put them on the prayer list, right, for whatever reason, because you don't just cast somebody away. God didn't just cast us away. You know, God gave us an opportunity, and he continues to give us an opportunity. And so we must take advantage of that. But as we go through this particular activity, I want you to really, let me turn this down. I want you to really think about these aspects, okay? And when I say these aspects, I want you to really think about what you want to subtract, what you want to add, what you want to multiply, what you want God to have power over, and prayer, okay? All right, and we're listening to Falling in Love with Jesus, and this is by Mr. Butler. So we're going to listen to this song, and then we will be back. I'll give you some announcements and bid you a great night. You're listening to the AfricaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. All right, as you finish up, understand that with God, all things are possible. And remember that from Matthew 19 and 26. Also, in addition to that, when we look at the subtraction, because I want you to understand this fully as the music is playing here. When we look at subtracting, we look at different things that describe things that we want to subtract, take away out of our lives, okay? Because the whole goal, as I was telling someone on a blog a while ago, is for you to experience your happiness while you're on earth. We don't have, we don't have millions of years to find happiness. We only have a matter of time. And so you find your happiness, and anything that is contrary to your happiness, it has to be subtracted. You know, there's no sense in wasting your time on earth being unhappy. It doesn't make any sense. But when you subtract people, and the commandment says we have to love everybody, you have to put them on the prayer list. And I know sometimes it's a struggle. It's a huge struggle. But God says that once we're under the care of God, he said he expects us to be better than what our flesh is saying, which is saying, you know what? I don't want to have anything to do with this. But God says you're part of the kingdom. He said, we're not talking about the world. We're talking about your ticket to heaven. And therefore, you still have to love, you still have to pray for these individuals that you want subtracted, whoever that is. Okay? And so when you subtract, you have to make sure that you're subtracting correctly. Don't subtract anyone who's helping you in a positive manner. Somebody who expects a lot from you, don't subtract those individuals. And I'm mostly talking to the youth. You can't subtract your parents from the quadrant. You need your parents. You need your family. You know? One of the things, and I'm going to be very honest, is we're subtracting anything that's not like God that deals with our youth. And so when you subtract, just be careful who you subtract. And make sure you put that person on the prayer list. Okay? Then we talk about adding. What do you want to add? Who do you want to add? You want to add positive people? Okay, where are they at? You know, you in business, you want to add like-minded people? Okay, where are they at? You want to add happiness? Okay. Where is your happiness at? Where do you find happiness? What makes you happy? You want to add more revenue? Okay, what do you have to do to get there? You want to work in excellence, you want to be much better than you were the day before every day? Okay, what do you have to do that? You want more wisdom? Okay. You're going to have to do something in order to receive more wisdom from God. Now, God's mercy, favor, and grace, that's nothing that we can earn. God has to give it. He says, I'm not giving you this because of who you are. I'm not giving you this because of your name. I'm not giving you this because you're popular. I'm giving you this because I am your God. And I hold the power over grace, favor, and mercy. And nobody can take that power away. Nobody can touch it. It's like a wildfire. And if anyone tries to touch it, God says that, and it multiplies, coming to our next quadrant, even more. And so when we talk about multiplying, you know, we want to multiply our obedience towards God. We want to multiply as far as our health. We want to multiply our wisdom and our work ethics, and we want to multiply those things. Then when we talk about the power of God, God shows a wildfire again. He says nobody can touch it. What do you want God to have power over? What do you want God to just wrap his hands around and nobody can touch it but God? And when you put all your burdens, when we give all of our burdens unto God, nobody else is able to touch that. And some of us are so bold, we'll go back and we'll take our burden from the Lord and we'll want to carry it. And that's why people never make it to the start line of faith, because we're too busy carrying a heavy load and we can't make it to the start line because we're too tired. So you have to let those things go that just easily beset you. Let those things go to weigh you down. Then we talk about prayer. Who all did you add? I added family. I added neighbors. I added my church family. I added schools. I added one or two individuals. Who did you add? Who did you put on the prayer list? and put yourself on there as well, because we all need prayer. The prayer of the righteous availeth much, right? So be sure to put your name on there as well. So this whole activity of subtracting, adding, multiplying, and the power of God and the prayer within God is to basically renew ourselves, cleanse ourselves from anything that's not like God, and to add, continue to add positive things. You know, every day when we wake up, we should be on our A game. We should be ready to hit the floor running because we know that we're going to have a good day. Don't wake up on the wrong side of the bed and say, oh, my gosh, I'm going to have a horrible day. No. Your day is made by your own thinking. So you have to think positive, 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 okay? All right. So on next week, God's will, we're going to be looking at Proverbs 3, 5 through 6 when we go over our multiplying and adding and subtracting. And it says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, who God, and he shall direct thy path. And that's Proverbs 3, 5 through 6. So that's what we're going to start with next week, God's will. All right? So in the meantime, if you need to finish up writing, you can go ahead and finish up writing. Remember, be sure to continue to encourage your family and friends to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Also, the call-in number is 347-843-4981. 347-843-4981. That's the call-in number if you want to call in and just listen. Or you can go to the blog, alfredaloveshow.com, and click on that, and you'll be right in the studio. Or you can go to stellargospelmusic.com, click on that, and you'll be right in the studio. All right? Gospel artists, writers, promoters, actors, actresses, anyone with a positive, positive message, please email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. That's emonya_love@yahoo.com. Or you can Facebook me at AfritaLove. Please do so. In addition to that, make sure you check out the website, stellargospelmusic.com, stellargospelmusic.com, and AfritaLoveShow.com. Make sure you check out both of those websites, because we're going to go in depth with those websites on tomorrow, God's will. In addition to that, you can go to alfreda.hubpages.com, alfreda.hubpages.com. You can go there as well. In addition to that, make sure you come back on tomorrow, God's will, because we have Praying with Power and Love on tomorrow, God's will. Then on Thursday, we're going to have our countdown, and we're setting up interviews with different artists and writers and TV hosts and actresses. So be sure to come back on tomorrow, God's will, and understand that God loves you, and so do I, and understand that God always has our best interests in mind. And I was telling someone today, a good friend of mine, and I was telling my mom and some of my family members, I said, God knows exactly what he's doing. And I trust God. I've always trusted God. I've always believed in God. I've never doubted God, no matter what. And some of those doors that I was thinking about to God that he didn't allow, and I'm looking from afar, and I'm listening to people, and it's good that God didn't allow some doors. And then I look and I think, I said, Lord, I said, you done opened up so many doors. God knows what he's doing. And so whatever God does in our lives, it's good. Whatever he does, because he's always looking out for us. And so anything that God does is good, period. So continue to trust and believe in God. Do not. I don't care where you are. You can be in the hospitals. You can be in the jail cell. You can be in your room right now, in your house, you can be at work. Do not let go of God. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it sounds like. Do not. Hold on to God. I'm telling you, it's the best thing that you could ever do. And I told somebody this, because we talk about God all the time, especially when I get off of work, and I talk to a good friend of mine who lives states away, but we talk about this. I said, I will never let God go. I will never let go of my faith in God, my trust in God. I will always and this is for real, I'm saying this in front of 450 people, and I'm not ashamed to say it, I will never let God go. I'm serious. I will continue to believe and trust in God. Now, remember, I was telling some of them, I said, I remember when I was younger, and some of those doors, God said, nah. And I'm looking now, I see why. And I say, thank you, Lord. So when God opens doors, when he allows you to have favor, grace, and mercy, thank God. And whatever happens in your life, whatever happens in life, and if it's ordained by God, it's good for you. You may not understand it. People may not understand it. But it's good. Always, I cannot stress this enough. I cannot, because it's on my heart, and plus, God is speaking. Whatever you do, it does not matter. Trust me, it doesn't matter. You always make a commitment to God. I'm not letting you go. I'm not letting you, I'm going to continue to trust and believe and have faith in God. And you know what? I hadn't just started walking with God. I've been walking with God for a long time. And I'm sure you have too. And I really experienced God probably when I started having tests in high school. I was praying to God. I said, Lord, I got to pass these tests. Then when I got in college, I really knew God. I was praying to God. And God brought me through every single time. And now as an adult, I still trust. I still depend on God. I still believe in God. You can't tell me anything negative about God because I'm not going to believe it. And so whoever you believe in, that's your prerogative. That's your business. But the God that I serve is for me and my house. We serve God. And so continue to trust and believe in God. I told you that God was returning. I told you that, and you already know that. But God says, I'm not returning to cause divisions and problems. I'm returning to restore. I'm returning to bless. I'm returning to rescue. And he says, it's now harvest time, so whatever we reap, whatever we sow, we're going to reap that. And we're going to reap it double. Okay? So be sure to come back on tomorrow, God's will. I don't want to get into our message, our sermon, but be sure to come back on tomorrow, God's will, as we will have praying with love and power. And I want you to do this as God is speaking. I want you to always keep your eyes on God. Keep your ears on God. It doesn't matter what people say. People will say anything. You know, it doesn't matter. Keep your eyes on God. Always. Always believe. Always trust in God, because God will never, ever fail. There has not been a time where God has ever failed. And there's a song that even says, God never fails. Okay? And I believe that, because he doesn't. But we fail, but God doesn't. Okay? So please come back on tomorrow. I would love to have you as a guest on tomorrow on the ministry. Let somebody know that the AfreeToLoveShow.com is on, StellarGospelMusic.com is on. We will have praying with power and love on tomorrow, God's will. Be sure to let somebody know. And if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up, because God is love. Until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Abbott. Love.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Elfrida Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is his word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.